going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Florio is adamant that the Browns have been taking calls. Literally was talking about it yesterday on his radio show. He was absolutely adamant that the Andrew Berry is willing to sell this pick. So now is that when you see the
next
odds?
Next year's one. Give me next year's one.
Yeah,
we'll talk.
When you see the odds that Travis Hunter is by far the favorite for the Browns to go at number two, is that because that the Browns can't get an offer? Is it that they just love Travis Hunter that much more than everybody else that it's an all-time no-brainer? What is it that Vegas has this pick almost set in stone to be Travis Hunter?
I think it's just because he's the best overall prospect. That's got to be it. Is there any odds that they would trade out? There's got to be odds that they would trade out, right? Is that what you're... Did you find that on your Vegas thing?
No, there? I have just seen that Travis Hunter was minus 1,200 to go number two overall.
Well, it seems to be that that would be the consensus that he was that they were taking
Travis
Hunter.
Or is that baked
Hunter.
In? By the way, so that's interesting. I think what you're asking is a good point. Is that baked in that if it's the Browns or any of the other teams, meaning the Browns would trade out of it, that it would still be Travis Hunter? Because that's who they. Because you're saying by far he is the number two prospect.
That's the only one who that's the only guy I think people are trading up for. No one's trading up for any other player. No offense to any other player and anybody who loves him, but he's the guy who's multifaceted. He's the best overall prospect, so they'd be willing to trade up for him. I think it's impossible, almost impossible, because I think there is a possibility they could trade up for him, but it's almost impossible to trade up for a non-quarterback anymore. And the guy's got to be that good. The guy's got to be as good as who? Travis Hunter. So Travis Hunter is the number two pick, so that's maybe baked into it. They could trade out. My thing would be, okay, I will trade out for a first-round pick next year because then that helps me for clear reasons. If you didn't want to go QB this year and you're afraid of the QB situation this year, they're going to draft somebody. We'll see where they go with it. I know Mary Kay has an idea, which I might just blow the lid off coming up at 7:45, even though Mary Kay's at 8:20. I might just do it. I'm not sure yet. More on the Cavs at 7:30, by the way. But if you wanted to go into next year's draft and you're not planning to be, okay, fine. Maybe there's a guy that is in next year's draft. And right now, no, there is not that guy. But Joe Burrow wasn't that guy, right? And you were playing some Florio for me earlier or reading off a quote from Florio to me earlier where Florio said, hey, the Dolphins were trying like crazy to trade up for Joe Burrow. The Bengals wouldn't make that trade. Okay, well, maybe there will be a guy like that. Maybe Garrett Nussmeier, Aller, whoever is going to be that guy next year, right? Okay, you will have those picks. You would have two first-round picks. So somebody who might have a good young quarterback has that number one overall pick. They don't need a quarterback. You're open for business. We'll see where it goes. I can't hate that, right? Can't hate that. I'd still probably be drafting in the top 10. I'd have next year's one. That's a hell of a price to pay. And so that's why I believe that Jacksonville might be the only one who's bat crazy to do it. 216-474-0092. Will in Brunswick, you're first up on the Fan. Hello, Will.
Hello. So, few points. So, one, I don't think they're taking Hunter. I think they're trading to 5 with Jacksonville, getting a good Kings, Arsenal, whatever. And then they're going to trade again with New Orleans to 9 so they can move up. And then the Browns may even move down again in front of Pittsburgh just to stick it to him to take Jackson Dart.
Well, why does New Orleans want to move up?
Because Carr's shoulder or whatever is, they don't even know. Like, they put it out last night, right? Oh, we need to know what's going on. They need to know because they're going to draft a quarterback.
So who are they? Who are they going to move up the draft? You just said you think Jackson Dart's still going to be there, so why wouldn't they just stay at 9 and take Jackson Dart?
I think they're moved. They don't want Jackson Dart. I think they want they're going to pull a rabbit out of a hat or something. But I still think that the Browns should take the $10 million, whatever that Atlanta wants for Kirk Cousins, because you're going to have him, Flacco, Pickett. It's a three-quarterback season now.
Oh, God.
And you stay with those guys until the new stadium's built, and you build your team around it and get a quarterback 3 years later.
You're not serious. This is 100%. Not a serious call.
And
no,
we definitely should not be taking Milroe. That's the dumbest take I've ever heard.
I didn't say to take Milroe, so don't yell at me about it. But you're calling and telling me to take Yeah, but you're saying what you're saying about Jalen Milroe, and then you're telling us to go pay whatever and give up more picks for Kirk freaking Cousins. I already
we're
got one
give
over.
Up any picks for Kirk Cousins. We're going to give up $10 million. That's all Atlanta wants.
Going to take any picks for Kirk Cousins?
They're not going to take picks. If that's the thing they're going to do, they're going to get one of our late rounders. They want to get rid of the guy because they owe him $100 million.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Will. You want to?
Listen, I love how people
love
call
passion,
in
sir.
With such certainty, too. Like, they absolutely know. No, they're not taking him. They've never been taking him. Like, how could anybody, at this point where the Browns have done everything they can to throw people off the scent, that's been the only job of Andrew Berry so far. Because he's been sitting there, too. I mean, I have wondered at times through the process, like, at some point, if you really love Travis Hunter that much more, I mean, you could just say, yeah, we're taking him, there's no offer. But we know that's not a real GM. A real GM in the NFL is always going to listen to calls. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you listen? If somebody's going to be crazy, every pick has a price. Like, even Cam Ward with Tennessee, the only reason Tennessee has stopped really fielding offers is because they didn't get a crazy offer. No team in the NFL, when Cam Ward was probably going to go, sixth last year of quarterbacks, like, he might have been in the Bo Nix territory. Mm-hmm. I've seen some people say Bo Nix is a better prospect than what Cam Ward was.
Yeah, you did.
So
I saw that too.
The only reason you're not hearing anything more about the Titans because teams are done calling. They're not going to go crazy on an all-in Herschel Walker trade for Cam. They're just not.
Mike in Frisco, Texas, listening on the free Odyssey app. Hello.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking the call.
You got to give me more energy. I'm down in the energy after I'm getting Kirk Cousins calls at 7:29 in the morning.
Cousins, all right, here's the thing. Absolutely, positively, unless it's like some sort of crazy King's ransom, that pick needs to be used, and here's why. When the whole thought process of the blow up, you know, and go after Watson was because we wanted to have a Super Bowl caliber team, right? Just making the playoffs and not being competitive, which is where they thought we were topping out. You got 6 years now of this regime. That's a generation for a general manager and a coach in the NFL. And tell me, if you're going to have a Super Bowl team, you have to have some premium players at premium positions, right?
Yeah.
Quarterback, tackle, wide receiver.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You know, edge, corner. This regime hasn't put anybody on the team, on this roster, that's premium at those premium positions. We don't have anybody. You got a chance to add a wide receiver or corner, depending what you do with Hunter, or Abdul Carter. You got to grab them. It's time to start putting some premium players on this roster. Trading down and just putting guys on it isn't going to get us anywhere.
Mike, thank you very much for the call. Tone, I see where he is. This is weird for me because I do like to build inside out. So moving down, taking a guy like Mason Graham or something like that, that does speak to my heart and the way things were. But I like Travis Hunter, and if we're talking about best player available, we're going right back to the way things were, where when you have a QB, you do think a little bit more about need. When you don't think about QB, you think about, okay, how am I going to help everybody? But I really need to go BPA. If I go BPA, all right, then I'm going to take Travis Hunter. But I'm sorry, I got the only thing I disagree with, Mike, if somebody does call up and say, I'm going to give you a first-round pick next year, I mean, we gotta have that discussion. We have to consider that, and I'd probably squeeze the trigger on that.
Yeah, plus what you're going to get in this year's draft. Yes. I mean, obviously, that's going to be at a premium.
Yes. Can I say something real quick? I know we got more Cavs coming up later. Just one real quick detour, because I said I'd do this now. What did you think of the snow last night during the Cavalanche?
I got a lot of texts and tweets about it. I think a lot of people were having fun with it. And there was a double meaning for a lot of the people that were texting me yesterday.
Well, yeah, and I said it was a great touch, and there were plenty of people who had a double meaning about somebody here in this room. I loved it. I thought it was great. I go, we got to do this.
Well, it's perfect, and if you had NBA TV, because I was able to catch some of that. I was going back and forth with the local broadcast. I always loved seeing, especially come playoff time. I mean, you know, you're going to get a national perspective. It's funny. The first game, people didn't know that Darius Garland blows kisses to the crowd, right? And so, you know, new people were kind of watching the Cavs. Like, were you guys watching the Cavs all year? But yesterday, the NBA TV, you know, they thought it was perfect because the obvious, you know, reference to, hey, Cleveland snows a lot. Cavalanche, like there's perfect synergy there. And then they showed it and the visuals with the crowd in the upper deck. It was a really creative angle.
There were some folks who felt like it was speaking too soon because, you know, you gave up a 19-point lead.
Well, first of all, Cavalanche is something that they've trademarked.
You don't need to go that far into explaining it.
Sure.
I just got the because I'm like, this is great.
Well, so all celebrate. So like Darius, should he not, until they win a championship, can Darius not, you know, do a celebration?
I think that's the way some people feel. In the heat of the moment, when you gave up a 19-point lead, that's the way some people felt. I was defensive of it, but I decided not to get into it online because I was too busy watching the Cavs.
Yeah, what about Donovan Mitchell wearing shades in the post-game press conference? What about Darius with the upside-down Chief Wahoo on the hat, which I didn't know.
Interesting thing.
I didn't know this is a trend. This shows. This is why we got to keep our young listeners. They've got to keep us up to date on this. Mitch found a Reddit thread that explained that it wasn't shade. It wasn't anything like... It wasn't any kind of commentary on Chief Wahoo or the Indian's name or anything like that with the logo. Said it was just a cool hat.
Can we do a deep dive on Reddit for this?
Just a cool hat. That's all it was.
That's all Darius was trying to do?
Yep.
Well, he's trying to send a message to Tyler Hero. More on that coming up later. 216-474-0092. I just had to get that in. By the way, we will be talking about whether or not the series is over again coming up here at 8
thing.
O'clock.
Yes. One other thing. I got to say, lower bowl, weeknight. 7 out of 10 on the wearing the colored shirt, the free T-shirt.
But
about a 7 out of 10. That was pretty good. I did not expect that.
Guys, so I did get one person who was very upset about that. Let me say
front
this
row
real
was
quick.
Not wearing that, by the way. I'm noticing right now they just showed
no.
Front row, most expensive tickets in the house, were not wearing the free T-shirt.
And I said this to somebody. I said, you know, as a man who is known as a person of size, which is the nice PC way to say I'm fat, right? Not all of the shirts fit. And we are a Midwestern town, which makes us a robust city. And so maybe sometimes the shirts don't always fit. You look at some of the other cities, maybe they're not as robust as some of us here in the Midwest. That's all I'm going to point out.
Yeah, what's the program to make sure you get something that somewhat fits?
I don't know. I saw that one Seinfeld where they were talking about the guy who called in the bomb for the free hat day, and then he had to find the fitted hats. We don't need to do that. I don't need to find it. Just it's a one-size deal. If you want to make everything double X to cover everybody, fine. If you can't fit into it, you know what? That's Ken's problem.
Look, if there's one thing I'm envious of, Oklahoma City, everybody wears a shirt. Everybody wears a ribbon. Everybody wears a shirt. No, they force you to.
Yes, they
put
do.
You on the Jumbotron. They don't go to those lengths, you know, over at Rocket. But I did notice, and I saw some people, and I knew who they were in the front row. There's some CEOs there in the front row, not wearing the shirts. It was a fashion show down there.
Who do you want me to take? You looked at it, and you told me to take somebody, and I didn't see. Who the hell did you want me to take here? All right, let me get to Roy in Parma. Roy in Parma, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning,
hello, Roy.
I wouldn't want everybody, all the experts are saying to take Hunter because he's probably the best there for number two for the Browns. But the thing is, he wants to play both ways. Okay, you could do that in college football, but in the NFL, you're playing against stronger, bigger, faster players. That's going to be very difficult for him to do.
So what do you want to do?
I want Carter.
You want to have Bill Carter?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think, can you imagine him and Miles Garrett on the same line? Oh, my goodness.
Well, it's great. Honestly, though.
It'd be great for the, well,
it's great to imagine all these things, right? In a perfect world, if Travis Hunter's as good as what everybody's saying over the last few weeks, I mean, can you imagine Travis Hunter? Like, we can play that game. What did happen to the Abdul Carter buzz? Where did it go? Where was it? Why did it feel like?
There's enough with the medicals.
Is that what it was?
Breer was mentioning it on Tuesday. Yeah.
So he said, Travis Hunter, cleaner. If you're looking at the two prospects and you've got them graded equally, he said, cleaner. You know, Travis Hunter is the cleaner prospect. If you had him on a level playing field because of their injury stuff. And I do think it's one incident years ago, but it got brought up with Baker Mayfield. That tow truck driver thing, if it's a tie and you're wondering who the tiebreaker is, just those little things can be in the background.